Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. As an entrepreneur and business owner, Trace Embry served as a police officer in his hometown after graduating from the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy. He and his wife, Beth, began raising their three children in the suburbs of Chicago when they heeded the Lord's prompting to full-time ministry. In 1991, they moved to Georgia to pursue additional education at Tocoa Falls College in Tocoa Falls, Georgia. While Beth took classes and worked for the college, Trace pursued studies in Christian education. God was preparing to start a ministry that would rescue troubled teens. 20 years later, their ministry has grown immensely. And much like God is using them to rescue the lives of teens, it is an extension and expression of the love of God for you, dear friend. You might not be a teen, or you may be a teen, or a parent of a teen. And these may be volatile days in life, as many of us face throughout our lives. And that's why we're here today at the Good Life Radio Show, to remind you that God loves you, that God knows you, that there is a plan and purpose for what you may be going through at this very moment. However daunting it might seem, however hopeless or helpless you might feel, there is always hope in Jesus Christ. In Him who loved you so much, He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave, and the living Christ calls you to Himself. And it's my hope and Trace Embry's hope that you would open your heart to Jesus if you have not yet done so. And if you are already walking with the Lord, well, we are hoping and believing that God will use this show to encourage you, to boost you, to build you up in Him, in Christ. Trace Embry and his wife Beth have a heart and a passion for the parents and youth of today's culture. Shepherd's Hill Academy was founded in 1994 by Trace and Beth. Trace is also the host of the radio show License to Parent with Trace Embry, Insight for Today's Culture. The Embrys continue to live on campus and minister to each resident as if they were their own children. Trace and Beth have 5 children of their own and 3 grandchildren. Trace, welcome to our show.
God bless. It's a pleasure to be here, Danny. Thank you so much for that. You've obviously done your homework, brother.
Well, brother, you are an honored guest, and it's a true privilege to have you on our program. So thank you. Trace, where did you grow up?
I was born in Chicago Heights, Illinois, right outside of Chicago, Illinois, and we jumped over the line in northwest Indiana. I grew up in a few different towns in northwest Indiana. I come from a broken home. My parents were divorced before divorce was cool back in the early 1960s. I was about 5 or 6 years old, and so I lived in many towns and many different houses in a pretty volatile environment as a little boy.
Who would you say, Trace, influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, you know, I had a few people. My dad certainly influenced me, not always for the good, but the things I liked most about myself, I learned from my dad. The things I liked least about myself, I learned from my dad. But as far as my walk with the Lord, we moved into a neighborhood where I befriended the son of a Baptist pastor. And they would bribe me every Wednesday to go to the prayer meeting at their Baptist church with Dairy Queen. And So my motivation for going to the Baptist church for the first year and a half or so was to get my Dairy Queen on Wednesday. And then I come to realize that I was a sinner in need of a Savior and walked the aisle on a Wednesday evening and ended up my entire family come to the Lord years later. But that was certainly a tremendous influence. Mr. Miller was his name, Pastor Miller. And he took me to Wrigley Field with his son, watched the Cubs play, and wow, threw the ball out in the front yard with us. And just watching his life and seeing that, you know, he was a bivocational pastor. He worked for the water department in a town near us and pastored that church. And he probably had the greatest spiritual influence on me early on. But when we moved away from that neighborhood, we obviously moved away from Mr. Miller and his son, Mark. I did what a lot of young Christians do. I got influenced by the world, and for the next 20 years, I pretty much lived like a garden variety heathen. Not a terrible heathen, but by heathen standards, I was probably a pretty decent guy. But the Lord was never. I don't feel the Lord of my life those first 20 years.
What was it that you experienced that that so-called brought you back?
Mm-hmm. Well, I started having kids, and people would ask, how are you going to bring them up? And my best buddy, his dad committed suicide, his wife left him, divorced him, and he lost his house and filed bankruptcy, all in the same month. And whenever he would come by, I'd left the police department at that time. He was a fellow policeman. We played Little League baseball together growing up, ice hockey. We were roofers together. We did everything together. He actually ended up marrying my wife's cousin. But I noticed that he never seemed to lose his joy. And here I was, owning a business and, he had the house and the burbs and, at that time, three kids, a beautiful wife, and I woke up every morning thinking I got to do this the next day and the day after that. And I didn't seem to be experiencing the joy that he had, even though he'd gone through some of those things. And he invited us to church, and I thought, well, you know what, I'll give that a shot. And it was there that in an Assembly of God church near our town that I began to make Christ the Lord of my life, and it was really the beginning of my spiritual walk. And rather than just believing the routine things of the Christian faith, the Ten Commandments, and don't kill, don't steal, all that, I started hearing specific things from God, like which way to go in life, and one of those things obviously was, I want to use you in ministry. And that was a very, very, very unexpected and scary thought.
Scary in what way?
Scary because I knew who I was. I knew what stock I come from. I'm a blue-collar guy, and I just didn't feel like the Lord could ever use someone like me in his service. But then as I grew through the years, I realized that, wow, holy mackerel, it was laymen that God used most. He used bricklayers and sheep herders and tent makers and carpenters and fishermen. And they wrote, a lot of the Bible, for crying out loud. And I didn't want to go to Bible college. And then out of the blue, my pastor called me late one night, and he said, Trice, I've never done this before in all my years of pastoring. He said, but have you considered Bible college? And he didn't realize that Beth and I were wrestling with that for about a year and a half before he had mentioned it. And that was really probably the tipping point where Beth and I started aggressively looking for places to get educated.
How important was your education there at Tocoa Falls?
I think it was very important. We certainly learned some of the deeper things of the faith. But I think some of the more important things we learned, Danny, was that God can use anybody. When I went to Tocoa Falls, I thought that everybody was going to be related to Mother Teresa or Billy Graham, and that my kids were probably going to be the biggest brats on campus, because we lived on campus. And one of the reasons I went to Tocoa Falls is because it advertised itself as being good for married students. And then I realized that, wow, our kids are actually fare pretty well against all these other kids. And Then I took a job working in the local garage at minimum wage, and having had experience in building race cars all my life and welding, and I had an auto body shop when I was out of high school. I was finding myself handing tools to 18 and 19-year-old kids and vacuuming cars out and taking orders from them. I was 35 years old at the time, so I learned a great lesson in humility. Never let on what my background was in automotive and things like that. So there was a tremendous humility learned in that experience as well.
Well, humility is one of those things that we so desperately need the Lord's grace in developing. You have a great deal of that in your character, having submitted yourself to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. What an example you are to me and to us. And humility is something that we do it's a grace. It's a grace that's given.
Absolutely.
It's certainly something that the Spirit of God brings about in and through the lives of Christ followers, but it takes time. And as you listen today, the time that it has taken for God to prepare Trace Embry for the work that he would have him do, which now, over 20 years later, he's still doing, and it has grown. The same humility is something that God works in your life, in my life, in our lives. And the humility is being developed as we speak, in the midst of a challenge. When we come back, Trace Embry will talk more about challenges and God's grace. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Dr. Ravi Zacharias says this about Shepherd's Hill Academy, which was founded by Trace and Beth Embry. This is what he says. He says, a ministry like this that is involved in reaching such persons for all that is true and good and beautiful for the cause of God? Or do you rescue those who have been seduced along the way? I cannot say how important this is to get behind a ministry like this. One will find the rewards to be extremely powerful in changing society. And that is exactly what God is using Trace and Beth Embry to do through the ministry of Shepherd's Hill Academy and the radio program, the media ministry, the program Licensed to Parent with Trace Embry, Insight for Today's Culture. To find out more about Shepherd's Hill Academy, visit shepherdshillacademy.org. Again, shepherdshillacademy.org. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. It's a blessing to have you with us today. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Trace Embry was talking about the difference Jesus has made in his life. And before our break, we're just getting into how the Lord began to give him a vision. Find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the program in its entirety for free. Trace, how did the Lord give you a vision, calling for the ministry Shepherd's Hill Academy?
Well, Danny, it took me years to learn really what vision actually was. I learned that as we obey the light that God gave us, he gives us more light. And virtually the only light he gave us about being used in ministry is that we needed to get educated. We needed to go to Bible college. And so we sold everything we had, gave away what we couldn't sell, moved 700 miles away to Tacoma Falls College and lived there on campus for 3 years. And as far as the vision is concerned, we thought at that point that we were going to go down and get educated, become holy people, go back to Northwest Indiana outside Chicago and be an assistant pastor in our church, because that's kind of what we were led to believe was what was going to happen. And then about halfway through our Bible college experience, we both got the tap on the shoulder. My wife, Beth, and me both felt that we needed land and that we were going to be working with youth, not even knowing the full end to what the vision was going to be. I like what Oswald Chambers says about vision. And this really is the story of Shepherd's Hill. He says, you cannot attain to a vision. You must live in the inspiration of the vision until the vision accomplishes itself. That's really the story of Shepherd's Hill. And so as we obeyed the light he gave us more light. And after that year and a half of Bible college, we would pack the kids up in the minivan as we struggled to pay our way through Bible college. Every weekend, we would go off in the highways and byways of Northeast Georgia looking at property. And the very first property that we bumped into, we looked at it and we said, this is the place. And because we obeyed God, we went to Bible college first after a year and a half. We obeyed God by getting in the minivan and hitting the highways and byways of Northeast Georgia. And the first place we saw, it wasn't called Shepherd's Hill. It was just an old abandoned farm. And we would go out on what is now called Shepherd's Hill, and we would overlook the Blue Ridge Mountains in the distance, the hills and the valleys and the trees in the foreground, and we would pray as a family. We would picnic out there. We would basically be trespassing. We'd put a blanket down on Shepherd's Hill under a cedar tree, and we cried out to God, Lord, if you'll provide this property, we'll dedicate it 100% to your service. And we knew it had to be a miracle because we were flat broke. We were paying for our Bible college as we went. But the place wasn't for sale, so that was a real big problem for us. It was just an old abandoned farm. And for the next year and a half, Danny, we would go out and look at other pieces of property because this property wasn't for sale. And every door we knocked on to find out who owned the property would tell us that no one will ever get that property because we found out that there was a triple murder involved in this place, and there was a big drug operation. They were doing aerial drops in the pastures here from Florida, South America. I don't know all where they were coming from, but it was seized by the DEA and then tied up in the legal system, so it really wasn't available. And as we continued to search for the next year and a half, we would occasionally come back here to Shepherd's Hill And again, trespass on Shepherd's Hill, picnic, and pray to God. For a year and a half, we did that, about every other month. And in the spring of 1994, I was going through my finals at Tacoma Falls College, and we decided to go out and look at another piece of property. We probably looked at probably 20 or 30 properties in the course of that year and a half. None of them did we get the sense that God was in any of them. But we're on our way to a town called Royston, Georgia. And on the way there, we passed by Price Road off Highway 17, which is where Shepherd still is. And we saw a magic marker for sale by owner sign pointed down the gravel road, which Shepherd still sits on. And I looked at my wife, and she looked at me, and naturally we turned the van around, and we went down the road to see if it could possibly be that farm. And sure enough, there was another magic marker sign right out front of the property, which is now known as Shepherd's Hill Academy, with a phone number. I went to a phone booth, called the number. The guy said, "I just put that sign out there a few minutes ago." I said, "Can you meet us out there?" He did, and we had been so familiar with the property that he didn't really have to show us around. But we said, "Listen, would you take a bad check for $200 just to hold this property for the next week? I have to transfer funds out of my special school account into my checking account because I had no money in my checking account and I didn't have a savings account." Mm-hmm. I said, "I do business on a handshake. Will you just hold the property for a week?" Well, he laughed in my face. He said, "You know, I do business on a handshake too. I'll hold it for a week." And so I went back to school, the campus of Tacoma Falls, and I told everyone basically what I just told you, thinking that money was going to come out of the woodwork and fall out of the sky, and God was divinely going to orchestrate this thing, and nothing could be further from the truth. I showed up the following week with myself way through my legs with my wife and I in this man's office, and he said, "How are you going to do this?" I said, "Sir, I don't have any idea." And he looked at me, and he said, "Young man," he said, "I could have sold that property five times this week." He said, "At least two of those people had cash, and now you're telling me that you can't do this." I said, "Sir, you have the only $200 I own. That's how I'm going to feed my family." No one's more disappointed than me. And Beth and I turned to leave. We knew that we had lost our $200. And at that particular time, Danny was like, "God put blinders on this man's eyes." And he said, wait a minute. He says, "Here's what you do." He says, "You go down to this bank in the neighboring town. You see a guy named Jimmy." He says, "By the way, what were you going to do with that property?" I said, "I have no idea. Something to do with you. That's all I know." He says, "You see this guy named Jimmy, and you tell him you want a loan for the property on Price Road." I said, "Sir, who is going to loan me money?" I said, I haven't had a real job in 3 years. My wife makes just over minimum wage. I have three kids. I'm a full-time middle-aged Bible college student. You have the only $200 I own. That is not encouraging news for a banker." And then he got a little miffed at me, and he said, "You do what I told you to do." He said, "I own that bank." So we drove to this bank, met another man we never met before in our life, had some small talk, and he said, "We'll close in a week." Well, Beth and I walked out of the bank, and I remember looking at her on the – I was getting in the driver's seat. She was in the passenger side. I looked over the top of that minivan at her. I said, "What just happened in there?" She said, "I don't know, but we need to get out of here." So we didn't fill out a loan application. We didn't fill out a credit check, nothing. And as we were getting in our van – the guy runs out of the front of the bank with this yellow legal pad, and he says, "Wait a minute." He says, "I need your last name." Well, I yelled my last name from across the parking lot. I drove back to the cellar. I told him what happened. He said, "What did Jimmy say?" I said, "He said we'll close in a week." He said, "Not without $35,000 down, you won't." I said, "Sir, he has the only $200 I own." He says, "I know that." And as we were sitting across the desk from this man, he picks the phone up and has a conversation with another guy on the phone. And he hangs the phone up and he says, "I have your down payment." He says, "You're going to need $5,000 to close. $1,500 of that is going to be for a survey because I just sold 3 acres at the end of that property. So you're going to need $1,500 for a survey. If you don't come to closing with $3,500, I've got five people standing in line to buy that property. Well, at the time, I was thinking, this is all God, and it was. But I didn't realize that this guy was a real estate investor, and somehow he got this property from the state. And looking back, I realized what was going on. He thought that he's going to sell this property to these two chumps. We're going to lose it in 3 months. And he's going to get it back improved, only to sell it for more money. Well, to this day, Danny, we've never been late on the payment. This is probably perhaps the most incredible part of the story, is that we've never been late on the payment. But we closed on the property. We moved into that house. It had no running water, no electricity, no washer or dryer, no stove and refrigerator, no central heat, no bathroom, no air conditioning, of course. But money came out of the woodwork from kids at the Cole Falls College. The guy that my wife works for, she works for the school, said, I have $1,500 for a heating system that I need by September. This is May of 1994. We just celebrated 20 years right here at Shepherd Stove. And she says, we'll get it back to you. Another 19-year-old girl that also worked in the office said, I'm getting married next month. Can I buy your mobile home? That was another $1,000 or $1,500, I forget. The rest just came in, and when we closed, we had barely enough money to buy lunch. We moved into that house with our three kids under those conditions. The DEA had come in and ripped out every wall and floor in the place looking for drugs and money. And for the next 7 years,
wow,
we spent roofing houses in eight different states, like migrant workers. Now, bringing the money back from New Hampshire, from Chicago, from Virginia, from the Carolinas, Tennessee, and built Shepherd's Hill, doing ministry the whole time. But it wasn't the ministry that God had called us to. It was simply day camps and weekend camps occasionally, equine therapy. I did parenting classes while we worked hard to get a house to live in, because the house was really not habitable, particularly for the first year or so.
Trace, this is an incredible story of faith. As God shines light, you follow. God opens up more light. He shows you further, and he provides.
Yes,
and the story of Trace and Beth Embry and the acquisition of the land, which was to become Shepherd's Hill Academy 20 years ago, never late on a payment, and bought with $200 and a handshake. It doesn't matter what the motive was of the real estate owner, the real estate investor, and the sometimes it's the machinations of what goes on behind the scenes in the seller of a businessman's mind. God is able to work in and through the intricacies of those maze-like corridors and bring about a resolution, property ownership for young people. Trace Embry will come back to share what happened next. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Oh yeah, we want them when they're primed. We want them when they're trained. We want them when they're refined. Yep, their character refined, pristine in the way, in their demeanor. I mean, they make you look good. When a child is come to a place where they have reached the full bloom, as it were. But what about taking kids and raising a child as your own? Huh? A child that would either end up in jail or the grave. One of two places. I mean, you're going to take on the hard cases. Sure, that's one thing. But what about taking on the hardest, most almost helpless cases? At least that's what others would say about them. These are the colonels, the generals, the lieutenants in the enemy's army. And they're so young. Who's going to grab hold of them and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and disciple them? Trace Embry and his wife Beth will do it. They and their staff at Shepherd's Hill Academy would do it. In fact, you can find out more about Shepherd's Hill Academy at shepherdshillacademy.org. They take the tough cases, the incorrigible ones, and see the marvelous hand of God at work. Trace is my guest today. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show, and you're in for a real blessing because this man has gone through seeing the hand of God work miraculously, as he continues to do to this very day. Trace, Shepherd's Hill Academy, you acquire the land, you start doing day camps, equine therapy. How did it grow to be the academy that it is today?
Well, you know, Beth and I were kind of like Bill Cosby. We like to minister to kids, and then we like to send them home, you know. And God really was working on our hearts that if you're truly going to do discipleship, that they have to live here 24/7. And I didn't like that idea. And I knew, though, in my heart of hearts, that was part of the deeper equation. And we had a fourth child. We had a fifth child. And we kept our son Asa alive for a year. He was born with a a hormonal problem, a chromosomal problem, rather. And we fought for a year to keep him alive, and we had to make the very painful decision to take him off life support. And we prayed with him and sang to him and prayed with him and kissed him and hugged on him for about 4.5 hours and watched him enter the presence of God. And we praised God and we thanked him for the year we had him. But the Lord was really speaking to us there that we could, you know, we actually can. He will empower us to love kids unconditionally. And I think that was my biggest hang-up. I didn't know that I could really love unconditionally. So God orchestrated the circumstances where he basically forced us into it. I remember it took us 7 years to get our house built, completed, rehabbed, where it was habitable. And after 7 years, it was empty, and God said, move out of it. And we moved out of it. We refinanced the farm and moved into a mobile home. And I remember wrestling before God saying, Lord, what are you doing with me? What are you doing with me? And he spoke to me in my heart, no audible voice, but he made me round up my kids at the dinner table in my new mobile home. And he said, tell your kids this. And I rounded up my kids. I said, remember this time and date. God is about to bless this family, and he's about to bless our ministry and give us the full vision as to where we're going with this. If you will remind Dad to praise God and to thank him for all we're going through. I didn't have any work going at the time. I found out that the Georgia Department of Transportation wanted to put a highway right through the middle of everything we worked the first 7 years for. And then we lost our son, and a bunch of other things were going on. And I said to my kids, it might be a day or two, maybe a week, but no longer than a month, something God's about to move. A week and a half later, after they agreed and reminded me every day to praise God and to thank him for all we were going through, I got a phone call from a school in Atlanta, and they said, we heard what you're doing up there. Would you consider having kids, troubled kids, teenagers, live there at Shepherd's Hill? I said, you're the phone call I've been waiting for. He came out. He said, I'll pay Beth a salary. I'll pay you a salary. He said, what's your farm payment? And I told him. That was a new miracle every month for 7 years, how we got that farm payment paid. He said, I'll pay your farm payment. And he starts sending us kids. That empty house that we moved out of that stayed empty for 2 months became a school, a residence, an office, a shower house, and a cafeteria for our first group of kids that came to Shepherd's Hill. The second boy that walked through the door, his name was Asa. My son's name was Asa. It wasn't Bill or George. It was Asa. And I really believe that was God patting us on the back, saying, you're finally getting this. You're finally understanding. And from then on, we've had kids from virtually every state in the union and 9 other countries. We have a kid from Japan at Shepherd's Hill right now who spent a year with us living in the woods with no running water, electricity, in the little cabins that they build for themselves out there to get away from digital technology and the hustle bustle and influences, the negative influences in this world, to get to know their Creator. And once they get an instant contact with their Creator, a relationship with their Creator, the healing is done. We're hands-off. God takes over and just transforms these kids. I wish the secular world, I wish CNN could see, I wish Fox News could see what is happening to kids who get a dose of the Holy Ghost and realize what our American culture is doing to the mind and emotions and the hearts and souls and spirits of our kids. It's destroying them. And once these kids see, as Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story, and they realize what Hollywood and Madison Avenue and MTV and VH1 is doing to their psyche, to their spirit. Holy smokes, these kids come around and the healing takes place. And they do, Danny. They come in here, colonels and generals in the enemy's army, and they're leaving colonels and generals in the Lord's army on fire, not just to be more microcosms of our culture, but to be change agents to our culture. And that's what these kids aim to do. They realize that there's a greater mission than what just goes on in these 86 acres. There's an entire world that needs to be transformed for Christ, and we're just doing our little part. You know, remember, Jesus changed the entire world with just 12 and no internet, and we're taking these kids and like multi-level marketing, sending them back out in their neighborhoods, wherever they might come from, where they can change one, and that one can change one, and that one can change one, or maybe two. But moms and dads, aunts and uncles, grandparents, siblings, distant friends and relatives are getting saved because of the transformation that they're seeing in these kids. Mm. It's unbelievable.
Well, you talk about going to jail or the grave, these colonels and generals in the enemy's army. Tell us about one of them. Give us the details of what God has done in just one life that you have seen God move mightily through your program.
Well, I can give you, of course, many, but the one that comes to the top of my head was a kid that came from Florida, terribly drug addicted. I'm just terribly drug addicted. And we deal with a lot more than just drug addicts. But he came here and kept trying to run away, trying to find something to snort or to smoke or whatever. And we kept getting him back. And he came to Shepherd's Hill and just got to know the Lord. Went on this trip, actually, with my son to South America. Just got transformed. When he went home, he was doing well. And a couple of old friends he met up, and he actually had a stumble where he started taking drugs again. But then came back to Shepherd's Hill for a refresher course and was working with some of our staff here, even on their own time. And he went away to the Bible College and came back to be Shepherd's Hill's first alumni to come back to Shepherd's Hill to actually be a counselor. He's married, lives in Missouri right now, got a beautiful son, and is raising that child, and says that Shepherd's Hill had everything to do with how he's raising his family and viewing the world.
I want to come back to the program itself as you talk about this one example, one of many. There might be a parent that's listening with his or her or both of their hands up in the air in absolute utter despair of what to do. They feel like they've tried everything. They've been praying. They can barely pray. They're so tired, exasperated. What could God do in the life of a child that is so lost? And they feel guilty on top of all of that. When we come back, Trace, let's talk about the program itself. If someone wants to get connected to Shepherd's Hill, find out how to access your program. It's just by going and seeing that there is it's connected to whatever the government programs are that schools to graduate students. You've done all your homework to make sure all those things are in place, and God is using you in this unique niche of need that people have. When we come back, you'll hear from Trace Embry himself. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winter Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
The mission of Shepherd's Hill Academy is to build intellectual, social, emotional, and spiritual character into struggling teens and their families for the purpose of impacting today's culture for the glory of God and the benefit of society. I've got the founder of Shepherd's Hill Academy on with me today by phone there in Georgia. His name is Trace Embry. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us today. Hey, this is a program where we're talking about some really deep issues and some solutions. But of course, as you put your hands into that that bucket of challenge and sometimes despair, there are always things that come up that you have to deal with. And I can't think of, at this point, no one better on this matter than Trace Embry, who has delved into it with his wife and their staff working with troubled teens. Find out more about Shepherd's Hill Academy at shepherdshillacademy.org. Well, Trace, what's going on in terms of the program that you have for your for the teens now? How has it evolved and what is it? What do you have at this point?
Well, We approach these kids from every aspect of the human experience. I mean, emotionally, socially, certainly all over the umbrella of spiritual, but physically, psychologically. I don't know. We offer equine therapy. We have office therapy that the kids go to. But everything we do is therapeutic. We only have them for a year here. And we take advantage of every minute of every hour of every day while they're here, looking for teachable moments and life principles and spiritual principles that we can pour into these kids. Equine therapy is a really big deal. Of course, we have a school here, a fully accredited junior and senior high school, so the kids are getting their education here. Our last graduates, one got a full ride to Berry College, which is a very prestigious school here in North Georgia. We've had kids go off to University of Georgia, LSU. I mean, I don't know. I mean, these kids aren't stupid. They're very smart. They've just had they've taken their life cues from all the wrong places, and so we drive home apologetics, where they're going to be able to go toe to toe with a 50-year-old college professor and not be talked out of their faith. They're going to be able to support scripture as being the authoritative word of God through history, science, archaeology, logic, philosophy, and good old-fashioned common sense. All we're really doing, Danny, with these kids is providing them an authoritative community atmosphere where we're cultivating the soil of these kids' hearts so that the seed of God's Spirit has a place to take root and to bear fruit.
Now, as you do this in this year-long program, there might be a parent right now who is wondering, hey, I'm interested. I'd like to find out more. How could somebody find out more? And what would you say to someone who has a teen that could use some help? major help?
Sure. Well, they can go to our website. You mentioned shepherdshillacademy.org. The problem is a lot of people don't know how to spell Shepherd's Hill Academy. We have a website URL, helpmytroubledteen.org, helpmytroubledteen.org, which will take you to shepherdshillacademy.org. And on there, you can hear some helpful insights. But we also have a radio broadcast and a blog and parent coaching as well. And you can go to licensedtoparent.org. That's licensedtoparent.org and listen to our radio broadcast where we've had, you know, Dr. Dobson and Ravi Zacharias and, you know, Josh McDowell, these type of guys on our program. And we basically want to take outside the gate of Shepherd's Hill things that we know is transforming the lives of kids inside the gate, mm-hmm. and equip mm-hmm. these parents with the tools to raise their kids up in a healthy way.
And I want to encourage you to listen to licensedtoparent.org. In this program, I've heard several of them and been blessed by hearing. And it's amazing how he's able to be so concise, so clear in his presentation, but relevant at the same time. This man, as you can tell, has something to say. It's burning on his heart. It's come through a life experiences. He knows what it's like to parent. He knows what it's like to parent tough children, young people in tough situations. And he speaks with a grace, a humility, and an understanding that I believe will engage your heart. Again, licensedtoparent.org. That's how you can find out more of Trace Embry. Hey, 300 phone calls on average per month from parents who are calling Shepherd's Hill Academy. What do you do with them? What burns on your heart with that regard?
Yeah, Danny, it's an absolute tragedy that residential care is so expensive. Parents have had to mortgage homes, take college funds, borrow from their family, their churches. 300 phone calls a month that we have to direct to other programs that, you know, maybe they're just doing nothing more than warehousing kids, or maybe they can't afford any of the other programs that we direct them to. Of the 300, I would say probably 250 of those can't afford anything, nothing, zero. And so the church is, you know, we're basically an extension of the church. The church, though, is not equipped for residential care. And the church needs to be aware that there's an incredible problem within our own body of Christ with rebellious teenagers, because they have been exposed to so much of media. Cell phones and things like that and iPhones have brought Sodom and Gomorrah to every kid's hip pocket in the privacy of their bedrooms, which they shouldn't be there. But parents aren't aware of a lot of this stuff. And that's what we're trying to equip them with at License to Parent. But the cost is so expensive that we need support to give scholarships to some of these parents, and that's so that parents can afford some of maybe a less expensive program. And I want to urge people in the church, if you know a family that needs residential care, maybe think about supporting them in a program, maybe right there in Honolulu or wherever, or Shepherd's Hill. We've actually had kids from Hawaii before, They really need to get behind these parents, because residential care is so expensive. Think about this, Danny. If you hired a babysitter just to track your kids, nothing more than just to keep them out of trouble 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at minimum wage, at the end of the year, Danny, you will have paid out almost $64,000 just for a minimum wage babysitter. We're not talking education or discipleship or food or lodging or any of the other ministerial things, the therapy that goes along in bringing healing to these kids. And I want to say that our therapeutic model does not come from Freud or Hume or Jung or Kohlberg. It comes from Scripture, and we do not deviate from that. And I studied these therapeutic guys, you know, and I can tell you that nothing of truth I didn't first learn in Scripture, but I learned from these guys. Scripture, it was right before these guys even got in the equation.
Well, he has the background for it. He has the experience for it. Now, what about the fact that God, through a program like this, the Good Life Radio Show, as you're listening today, right now, at this moment, the Lord puts this on the radar of the possible plans for your life. Maybe you need to make a phone call. Maybe you need to go to a website. Maybe this is part of God's answer at this point in your journey to access resources that the Lord may use to develop, to bring healing to your child or to a grandchild or to a nephew or a niece. Maybe, perhaps in God's economy, you have means. You have some discretionary resources that you could use. And somehow you sense a connection with helping to finance, to help pay for all or a part of the resource base necessary to send a child, to send a nephew, to a grandchild or a relative or even a friend, because God has placed that on your heart. Maybe you need to call that friend of yours who you know might need those resources, because God is prompting your heart. Maybe you're asking, Lord, what do you want me to do with this pocket of money that you have given to me? Obviously, you have given it to me. You have provided for me above and beyond. Maybe it's to save a child's life. Maybe that child, maybe that teenager, redeemed, rescued, with clarity of focus and purpose like Jeremiah 29:11, maybe that child will grow to be an adult that will change society in some massive, mega ways. And you would have the privilege of being a part of it. Well, you heard the founder of Shepherd's Hill Academy today. You heard his heart. You can find out more about him at shepherdshillacademy.org. You can hear him on licensedtoparent.org. You can hear him right now. Go to the website. You can listen to his programs and see what the Lord will do. Hey, Trace, a parting shot to a parent right now who is in the quandary of making decisions about a troubled teen. What would you say to them?
I would say hold fast to your biblical worldview. When the whole world is going south, and Scripture says, go north, go north. That is our only hope. That's what's healing these kids at Shepherd's Hill. I'm hearing wonderful things from parents who listen to the broadcast and implementing what is, it may be old-fashioned, but it's not outdated, and that's God's way of raising up kids.
Did you hear it? It may be old-fashioned, but it is not outdated. When you talk about the truths and foundations of Scripture, they are for the times. They are more relevant now, it could be said, possibly than maybe it ever was.
Amen.
Because the truths of God's Word are indeed timeless. Hey, Trace, I want to say thank you, my friend, for taking the time to be with us today. You have certainly been a blessing to us.
Well, thank you, Danny. I so appreciate you having me on.
I hope you've been encouraged by the inspirational, life-changing thoughts and life from our Trace Embry. Find out more at shepherdshillacademy.org. You know what? God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And my friend, if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I prepared a message just for you, right there. And to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 127 verse 3 says, children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Trace Embry. Find out more at shepherdshillacademy.org. And until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro.
We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life Radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.